Welcome, everybody, to A Little Grace to Grow, and I want to talk to you about just borrowing. Just borrowing. That's our subject today. And I take our text from Exodus chapter 3, verse 22. Israel is getting ready to leave Egypt. God is ready to remove them. But he gives them this particular instruction. He says, "But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and ye shall put them upon your sons and your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians." Now that's an interesting term the Lord uses, to borrow, because I don't think they were to bring it back. And yet the term is important. It holds symbolic and significant value. See, the Lord had told Moses that the children of Israel were to borrow from the Egyptians as they departed the country. At first glance, it seems strange that God would have his people borrow from those who have been conquered. Yet God is teaching us a very important lesson through this event. His children are not owners of this world. They're just borrowers. You need to remember that Egypt is always a picture of the world, as we would study our Bible. And so, they were not going to possess those things forever. When we think of the word borrow, we should think of responsibility, not ownership. Responsibility, but not ownership. You know, if I borrow a tool from someone, I am responsible for the condition of the tool while it is in my possession. I had a situation a number of years ago where I borrowed a man's tile saw. I was laying down some ceramic tile, and honestly, I'd never used one before. He had showed me how to use it, and I asked it to borrow it because of the work I had to do and thought I'd save some money. Well, in the meantime, I burned the table saw or the tile saw up. I didn't know exactly what I did wrong, but come to find out, I burned some of the bushings up. I didn't know what to do other than buy him a new one. And of course, the one he had, I couldn't find anywhere. So I went down to the local Menards, and I bought one that I thought was better than the one I borrowed. And I told him what had happened, and I offered him this brand new table saw. And he said, "Let me look at this table saw, the one that had been burned out." And he looked at it, worked on it. He said it only needed a couple bushings. It didn't take much time. He said, "Don't worry about it. You keep the table saw." Well, I felt really awkward about that, but nevertheless, he wanted me to keep the one that I purchased, and so I ended up with a new table saw. But either way, I understood there was a responsibility I had because I had borrowed some equipment of his, and I thought I'd ruined it. You see, we need to understand when we borrow something, we are responsible for it. What a blessing when someone borrows from you and they bring it back to you in better condition than they received it. I had another experience years ago where a man had borrowed my car. We'd actually swapped vehicles. I was using his pickup truck, and so he used my car. When I brought the truck back to him, I brought it in the condition that he gave it to me. But when he brought my car back, he had it detailed and filled with gas. I'll tell you, the Lord has had to teach me a lot of lessons over the years. And that lesson there stood out to me. He brought it better than it was when he received it. And that's a testimony for the Lord. That's the way we ought to handle the things that God has given us. So, I mean, that's the kind of man, by the way, who could borrow from me anytime he wanted. The primary thought behind Israel borrowing is to remind us that the world's goods are not permanent possessions. But we are responsible for them. And if we have the capability of improving them, we ought to do that. So since they are just borrowed possessions, let's not allow them to rule our heart. Let's not claim such ownership of them that when the Lord calls us home, we would be frustrated. Let's not allow them to have so much ownership of us that we cannot anticipate our departure into heaven. God allows us to have them while we sojourn in this world, but the day will come, we will have to let them go. Possessions are not wrong as long as they don't possess you. Remember, we are just borrowing. God bless you and have a great day.